defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now. Hello, I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Monday, October 17th, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Did you know that recycling could now land you in jail? You can't win for losing these days, but there is a catch to this. A man by the name of Brian Edward Everidge was heading from Kentucky to Michigan to recycle a bunch of bottles and cans. And by a bunch, I mean about 10,000. And why was he doing this? Well, because you get more for your recycled can in Michigan than you do in most places. You get 10 cents per can or bottle there, where most places it's only 5 cents. So he was arraigned and he was convicted on one count of beverage return of non-refundable bottles. And his sentencing is scheduled for November 3rd. They call it fraud. I call it an entrepreneurial spirit. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, progressive liberals stoop to a new low as a North Carolina GOP headquarters is firebombed over the weekend. We'll bring you the latest, since mainstream media has already removed this story from their news cycles. Also, where's Julian? After releasing over 12,000 hacked emails, WikiLeaks has had their internet connection cut, and their leader, Julian Assange, has not been heard from. We'll bring you the latest on that story that I'm sure is leaving many on the left feeling a little giddy on this Monday. And is there a possibility that while we are all concentrated on the normal quote-unquote swing states, that Utah, Vermont, Maine, and Nebraska could turn out to be bigger players in this election than we all thought? I'll present you with a couple of possibilities that might leave you stunned. All that plus CNN has taken upon themselves to tell you what's legal and, well, what's not. However, they are completely wrong. We also got a glimpse of a few more leaked emails before the lights got shut off. We'll bring you those updates. And do you enjoy air conditioning like I do? Well, don't get used to it. I'll tell you why later in the show. But first, let's kick the week off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Hope you guys had a great, great weekend. We have a lot to get to on today's show, but remember to check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. I reposted an article there, a blog I wrote like almost 12 months ago. You got to read it. It's called Hillary's First 100 Days. Also, two other articles there by Tina and Robert. There's new Rhino Rants. All the old episodes of the show were there, including this weekend show, hashtag Get Over It. Got a lot of attention. You can follow me on Twitter, as always, at Rhino On Air, until they shut my lights off there. Or you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. A little quick 60-second break there, and we're off and running. We have a lot to get to this Monday. I mean, there's so much going on out there just today alone. Forget about what we're going to be talking about on Tuesday, tomorrow, or even Wednesday or Thursday with the debate, the final debate from UNLV, moderated by Chris Wallace of Fox News. Hopefully we get a fair and balanced debate this time. We'll see about that. But before we get too far, a big shout out to everyone listening on Red Nation Rising Radio, Liberty Feed, Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern there, streamingtalkradio.com, also live 2 p.m. Monday to Friday. And if you missed the live show, klrnradio.com, midnight Eastern time, Monday to Friday. Every single day, you'll get your fill. You'll get your fill, and you can take us wherever you go. You can download the CRN app, and we're on CRN Channel 1 at 2 p.m. Eastern, again, Monday to Friday. Or the old episodes, they're all listed on rhinoreport.com, or iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. That weekend show, hashtag GetOverIt, got a lot of downloads. I mean, it got a lot. It seems like every show we do seems to get more downloads than the previous one. That means the herd, the rhino herd, is growing. And I thank you for that. But this one over the weekend, in particular, some of you seem to agree with me that some of these quote-unquote conservative hosts need to just get on board at this point because this election is bigger than them. They don't realize it. They're a little too absorbed in their own world. They can't see the forest through the trees, whatever analogy you want to use. But this is bigger than their show. It's a tremendous decision we have to make. And now, over the weekend, I couldn't help but think about it. We try to, you know, unplug a little bit on the weekends, especially around here. And I know a lot of you guys do, too. And I spent the weekend watching a little bit of college football, saw my Syracuse Orange beat the ranked Virginia Tech. Good news there, unless you're a Virginia Tech fan, then not so good for you. My New York Islanders righted the ship last night after going 0-2 to start. We beat the Ducks. We had duck for dinner last night, so that's good. Good news there. But I started thinking a little bit. Oh, you know what? Before I go there, if you guys do want to boycott the NFL, and not watch the NFL, I got a little secret for you. Let's say you really want to boycott it, but you really like football. Here's what you do. You wait a half an hour. As soon as the game starts, that's when the sampling starts from Nielsen. All right? They sample for the first half an hour of the game, and then they don't sample anymore. So just miss the first half an hour, the first quarter. Miss the first quarter. Nothing happens in the first quarter. None of the highlight stuff you see on ESPN or wherever else, Fox Sports. None of that's from the first quarter. It's all fourth quarter stuff. So miss the first quarter, and then you can turn it on, and it's like you're boycotting it because your TV is not counted as being on the game. So thought I'd get that out of the way. Now, I'm thinking over the weekend. This is becoming so important, and now that we're coming up to November 8th, what happens afterwards? Right? What happens afterwards? It's a very simple question, but there's a lot of moving parts to it. I have equated this election in my head to a wedding. I know they can both be disastrous. I get that. But think about it for a minute. When you're planning a wedding, you propose, you get proposed to, the clock starts ticking. Right? Now you got to find a venue. You got to book a florist. You got to do the videographer or the photographer. You got to do all sorts of stuff. You're dragging people around to see places they don't really care about at the end of the day. but they're still going with you because you've deemed them to be a best man or a maid of honor or whatever title they may have. And there's so much planning that goes into that day. How many people do you invite? Who sits next to who? Who can't sit next to who? Do you get a plus one? Do you get a minus one? What do you do? There's so much. You got to pick out invitations. You got to pick out everything from the champagne flutes to the cake to everything. And then you have the wedding, and it's this big wedding, and everyone's happy. Well, I mean, they pretend to be happy anyway. They give you lots of presents, and then everybody goes home. Everyone goes home. And guess what? It's just the two of you now. The wedding only lasts, what, 6-8 hours max? Maybe 10 if you do a little Viennese thing? I mean, but that's it. Now it's the marriage. And too many people focus on the wedding and not enough on the marriage. And that's why nearly half of all marriages end in divorce within the first 18 months. That number has come down a little bit in recent times, and there are some different reasons why that may be. It may be economical, it may be there's more in the way of pre-marriage counseling, whether it be pre-Cana or whatever it is you may do in your church. But it's very similar to this election. Remember Iowa? The whole run-up to Iowa. We had people on the ground in Iowa like 3 years before the first caucus was held there. It was crazy. And these debates, 26 million people tuned in to watch the first GOP primary debate in August of 2015. Almost a year and a half out from the election. There were like 84 people on stage. Each person got to speak for 10 seconds and that was it. And we all said Donald Trump won. Right? Remember that? There's all this lead up. And then we had the first presidential debate. You had Donald Trump won the Republican side. You had Hillary Clinton, I guess, by hook or crook, quite literally, wins the Democrat side. And now it's the run-up to the general. And we get the first presidential debate. Hillary camp says Hillary won. Donald's camp says Donald won. Everyone goes on social media and does what they have to do. We have the second debate. Now we have the third debate. And tensions are growing. People are coming down with election fever or the Trump effect. Some of these schools are trying to offer counseling to students in case Donald Trump wins. There's so much run-up here. And now we're talking about possible voter fraud or a rigged election. I'm not saying whether or not he's right or wrong when he says that. When it comes to rigged with the media, he's 1,000% right. Is he going to be right if he loses and says that, you know, too many tombstones cast ballots? I don't know. We'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it. But then it's all going to lead up to November 8th. And we're all going to stay up, and these media outlets cannot wait to have you sit there and watch their broadcast all night. Because after that, they're through with ratings for a little while. Your hosts, your favorite hosts, are going to take vacations. And then it'll get through. You'll have the inauguration in January. And then you get into the summer and everything dies out. But what happens on November 9th? Regardless of who wins, or supposedly wins, what happens on November 9th going forward? And that's something that's kind of gotten lost in the sauce over the last few weeks. Between WikiLeaks and Donald Trump's accusers and videos of this and audios of that. So we're going to talk about what happens November 9th, either way. And then we'll talk a little bit about these WikiLeaks. They've been shut down. Their power's been cut. I wonder who did that. Just so happens to be 2 weeks after we lose control of the internet. Awfully suspicious. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on the Rhino Report.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Schiff's developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Schiff's has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Schiff's at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drschiff's.com. That's drschiff's.com, 310-873-4422.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. I can see it now. I'm going to get the messages and the emails and the Twitter mentions that Rhino is against marriage. Hates marriage. Well, it's quite the opposite, actually. I'm for marriage. I just think the wedding is sometimes, well, it's kind of bogus, if you ask me. It's very pomp and circumstance, and it's not really that necessary. I've been to plenty of small, simple barn weddings that these people are married 15, 20 years later. So maybe the secret is have your wedding in a barn. I don't know. But I digress. Let's talk about what happens November 9th. Now, if Hillary wins, there is going to be a large push of people saying it was rigged, there was voter fraud, ballots weren't counted here, they were ripped up there, look at these videos we have. And yeah, that might be true. It might be true. If Donald wins, there's going to be a big backlash from the progressive left, the globalists. You're going to see it. It's going to be very, very tangible. See, for years, things went on behind our backs, and we weren't cognizant of them. Now, everything's right out in front of us, and it's partly because of the internet, it's partly because everybody wants to be, you know, breaking the next story. Everybody's a social media journalist, or whatever they call it now. But if Hillary wins, if she outright wins, there could be a big problem. I have never, and I'm not the first person to say this, I understand that, but I have never seen a country so divided in my life. We've read about this stuff in the history books, whether it be Europe or even here in the 1770s. Very, very divided. And the Trump supporters going to feel very, very slighted. Especially since somebody who called them deplorable is now the president or president-elect. I do believe at some point you will see renewed calls from some states for a secession. Those don't generally go over very well, and they don't generally happen. They haven't happened since the 1800s. But is the country divided enough that it may become a real distinct possibility? I don't know. You have a lot of people in the Midwest who feel they are not being represented, whether it be Nebraska or Texas or Kansas. Go all the way up, South Dakota, North Dakota. They don't feel like they're being represented, and you know what? They're not wrong. Right now, you have the two coasts run the country. They run the politics in the country. So could that happen? I guess it's possible. I guess anything's possible. The Trump voter is someone who felt they haven't had a voice in the past. I'm willing to bet you're going to see a lot of first-time voters. And first-time voters who are not 18, 19, 20 years old, but first-time voters who are 51, 52, 53 years old. People who thought the system left them behind a long time ago. And these are the people who drive commerce. They're the ones who buy things. In essence, they're more important. When a bunch of 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds get together, what happens? Occupy Wall Street happens. That's what happens. But when you get a bunch of 40, 50, and 60-year-olds together who stop spending money places or refuse to go somewhere or watch something, look at the NFL ratings this year. That's what happens. They're down 20% because a small group of people decided they weren't going to watch NFL football anymore. They can make a real difference. So we'll see what happens. I'm not condoning any sort of secession action, but it's hard to throw it out of the equation. Let's hypothesize just for a minute, and then we'll move on, because I have so much stuff I want to get to today. But let's say you go straight up from Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, South Dakota, North Dakota. They all decide, you know what, we've had it, we can't do this, we're not represented. We're going to be our own country. That would be the richest country on the planet. Not only because of the oil and because of the natural gas reserves in that area, but guess what trucks would have to go through to get from LA to New York? Or vice versa. There's this thing called an import-export tax that would also add to the GDP of that new country. I'm not saying it should happen, it's just a possibility, and the finances are there to make it work. We are at a really pivotal point in our country's history. I'm not saying at some point if Donald Trump wins, something couldn't happen like that from the left. Who knows? They have shown a propensity for backstabbing, talking behind our back, making deals, leaving us out of it. That's very possible too. It's so important that we look beyond November 8th and we look to the next 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 years, whatever it may be. That's more important than November 8th at this point. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 97228.
Come on the Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
When you really want Italian food, really good Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Why? Well, here's a couple of reasons. Value. You get a lot for your money along with a load of deliciousness. You're not eating corporate food. Columbo's is family-owned and faithful to their long-held family recipes. We're talking service that's never fawning. You'll never get, "Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'll be your server tonight." Please. Jazz every night, sizzling steaks, luscious fish entrees, yummy Italian specialties, and the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, I will. Value, deliciousness, Italian family specialties, friendly service. Columbo's. Yes! That little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. I don't think I'm being too crazy with this. You see, when you talk about a possible secession of states, it's a big deal, and I get that. And we're just hypothesizing right now. But that's what happens when large amounts of people feel like they're being disenfranchised. 3% of the people in 1776 thought they were being disenfranchised, and they separate themselves from the greatest power in the world at the time, Great Britain. So I don't think it's too much. I really don't. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but what happens if President Hillary Clinton decides to executive order the abolishment of the Second Amendment? What happens if she decides to executive order something that limits free speech? What happens then? Do we still just stand idly by? It's a question you have to ask yourself. Because it's hard to say you would, and it's hard to say you wouldn't. What happens if there's a nationalized police force? What happens if we submit to a global rule because of her special interest donors? What happens? It's a very hard question to ask yourself. But all I'm saying is that if it were to happen, it would happen in the middle of the country. That's where it would happen. Because that makes the most economic sense. And I'm pretty sure the president of that new country would be Ted Cruz. I don't mean to rile anybody up, but hey, listen. All right, let's move on. Let's move on. We'll have plenty of time to talk about this. Over the weekend, absolute tragedy there in North Carolina. Thank God nobody was hurt. Of course, what I'm talking about is the firebombing of the Orange County Republican Party headquarters in Hillsborough, North Carolina. absolutely terrible and unacceptable. Unacceptable. Just because you don't agree with somebody politically does not give you the right to throw Molotov cocktails through their window. Absolutely not. And there was some graffiti on the wall. Nazi Republicans, get out of town or else. What century are we living in that this is now out of the news cycle? It's gone. In favor of talking about a debate or talking about what Donald Trump said 11 years ago. Unacceptable on both parts. The perpetrators of that crime, who need to be charged with a hate crime when they get caught, and believe you me, they will get caught. And the fact that mainstream media is letting this go, it's not a big deal. What they deem to be a bigger deal, I got news for you. When that one old man in North Carolina half-heartedly punched somebody at a Donald Trump rally, that got weeks of news attention. We're still talking about it. A Republican headquarters in North Carolina got firebombed. That deserves to be front page news on every single paper in this country. It needs to be the lead on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, NBC. Unacceptable. But it's gone. It vanishes. Because it's against Republicans. Could you imagine if this happened on a Hillary headquarters somewhere? Oh my God. Oh my God. They would have Donald Trump in front of a judge already. It's absolutely an abomination how this works now in this country. Absolutely. And it's hard to even talk about without getting fired up about it. Yeah, they're looking for him. They'll find him. They will. Guarantee you they'll never put a hate crime on him. It'll never happen. Not in a million years. But it needs to be. Absolutely needs to be. And CNN over the weekend. Wasn't this something? Chris Cuomo on Sunday telling you that you can't read the WikiLeaks. That's illegal. So we have to read them. We being CNN and media. And then just tell you what they say. Unbelievable. They must think we are all just so stupid. Oh, okay. Why don't you tell us? Do you think CNN for a second would have told you about Donna Brazile and how she had the question for the CNN town hall the day before? Do you think CNN would have told you that? Not a chance. Not a chance. Do you think CNN would have told you about John Harwood? How he was yucking it up with Podesta? About the tough questions he asked Donald Trump. Is this a comic book presidency? You think they would have told you that? No. Do you think they would have told you that Hillary, according to her communications director, is beginning to hate everyday Americans? Do you trust CNN to tell you that? They got it right at the Trump rallies, chanting CNN sucks. They got it right. Keep doing it. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. Do you think they would have told you about Hillary's plan for open borders, letting in 600 million people in this country, an open hemisphere? The whole Western Hemisphere, open. Come on in. Would they have told you about her public versus private positions? How she tells big donors one thing and tells her supporters, those derelicts, something else? Would they have told you about the Catholic Spring? Would that have come up in the lead in CNN? Not a chance. Not a chance. Well, they have told you that Hillary had knowledge that Saudi Arabia and Qatar were funding ISIS, all while taking money to the Clinton Foundation from them? Think CNN would have told you that? No. Never. Not in a million years. Because they want her to win. It's very, very simple. They want access. They want the stories early. That's all they care about. Especially channels like MSNBC and CNN that don't hold a candle to Fox. They need to scoop Fox because they don't hold a candle ratings-wise. You double each one of them up, and then maybe it's close to Fox. Primetime, nothing. Not even close. Over the weekend, not even close. So they need the access. Do you think they would have told you about Clinton team members talking with a super PAC, Ready USA, about who they should put on their board? Would CNN have told you that? The answer to all these questions is an unequivocal no. They never would have told you that. You know why? Because we learned in the emails that they're all colluding with each other. But CNN says you can't read them. It's illegal for you to read them, but not for us. That is a 120% fabrication. You have every right to read them. In fact, I encourage you to go read them. You didn't hack them. They're just on the internet. Oh, wait, that thing that we gave up. Yeah, all gone. And they've used that leverage to now silence WikiLeaks. We'll talk about that when we come back. We'll go over a few new revelations. And where do you think Julian Assange might be? All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country, and they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month, we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
Welcome back to the Rhino Report. I'm looking at my phone and I just see the notification wishing our host, Rhino, a happy National Pasta Day. That's not a dig at my Italian heritage, is it? That's from our herd account. It's pretty funny, though. Had me laughing, so I couldn't help it. All right. So we have all these new revelations over the weekend with WikiLeaks. We have this take the money stuff, right? You have Hillary's people talking about whether or not they should take money from these foreign agents, people who might be trying to push a cause for some foreign government. And they're going back and forth and back and forth. And eventually one of them goes, you know what, take the money and then we'll deal with the attacks later. That's what Robbie Mook, the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, says. And then in a response, communications director Jen Palmieri says, take the money, take the money. So we got that. We have State Department officials possibly colluding with the FBI about changing classifications. Why won't we see any more of this stuff? And the possibility may be because we just can't find Julian Assange. Can't find him. No one's heard from him. The last thing we know is he was brought a vegan meal by Pamela Anderson. I guess if you're getting visits from Pamela Anderson, you're doing all right. But WikiLeaks says that their internet link has been intentionally severed by a state party. We have activated the appropriate contingency plans. This was at 1:33 a.m. Eastern time. But before that happened, I mean hours, but about 8 hours before that, 7 hours before that, WikiLeaks sent out three very strange tweets. One says pre-commitment 1, John Kerry, followed by a 64-digit code. One says pre-commitment 2, Ecuador, again, followed by a 64-digit code. And then pre-commitment 3, UK FCO, again, followed by that by a different 64-digit code. Now, what do those codes mean? People on Gizmodo are going nuts. They think this might be some kind of a dead man switch, that if something happens to Assange, these things get sent out, and whatever happens, happens. This is all way beyond my pay grade. I have no idea when it comes to the coding and stuff with computers. You know, when my computer breaks, I turn it off, and then I turn it on again. That's about my IT savvy. But, listen, this is someone that Hillary wants to get. She even joked about droning Julian Assange, right? Can't we kill him in a drone strike? Bob Beckel on Fox News had said a dead man can't leak stuff. This guy Seth Rich, they say he was robbed. He may have been an informant for WikiLeaks. He was robbed, but he was shot in the back and his wallet was still there. Not a very good robber, if you ask me. You have to be careful. Got to be very, very careful, because this is the global agenda trying to silence information. Again, don't confuse what WikiLeaks does with the information they're putting out. Even the Hillary camp is not denying anything that's coming out. They're just saying it was obtained through hacking, and it's the Russians. It's the evil, evil Russians. That's what they keep saying. No one's denying that they were talking about a Catholic spring or mainstream media collusion. No one's denying that. They're just saying it was, you know, it was found inappropriately, and that way it shouldn't count. It's like a fourth grader excuse. They will stop at nothing to silence us. Nothing. That's why we need these conservative talk show hosts to get on board. It's the last bastion of hope for conservatism in media is talk radio. That is a well-known fact. And if someone like Hillary wins, watch it go away. Watch it go away very, very quickly. They'll get rid of all of us. We won't be able to say a thing. This is what they want. The globalist agenda is really using Hillary as a pawn. That's what they're really doing. She's expendable to them as long as they get what they want. And she's more than willing to be used. More than willing. So Assange, hopefully he's okay. Some people have said he's fine. No one knows. WikiLeaks has their power shut off just weeks after we hand over the internet. Right? Has their internet shut off. We had it. We don't have it. Now it gets shut off. That doesn't sound, you know, a little suspicious to some people? Does to me. Does to me. In fact, this stuff with Russia, with our government in Russia, is going so far that Sergei Markov, who is a member of the Civic Chamber, which is a Moscow-based institution, told the Daily Beast, "These are the most serious tensions between Moscow and Washington in decades. The war might even begin before November's elections in the U.S. You heard that right. We've been saying for months on this show, hinting that something may happen to try and push the elections. Is this actually happening, guys? I mean, it's hard to even say this stuff sometimes. Is this what's going on? And we knew the October surprise from the administration was going to be they were going to wipe out ISIS. I told you that 6 weeks ago. And all of a sudden today, more. We have the Iraqi army is going to retake Mosul. We've been doing airstrikes for 3 weeks. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff coming to a head. Not a lot of time. 21 days. 21 days until the election. Remember to go out and buy your red shirt. We're going to need it, folks. We're going to need you to wear red when you go vote. We'll be back with the final segment when we come back. Hang in there, guys.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine.
Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. If you think I'm completely wrong, let me know. Email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. I'd love to hear your opinions on all this stuff today. A lot of touchy subjects today. And I'm not trying to scare anybody with this war talk, but this is coming out of the Kremlin. This is coming out of Russia. There are reports that state-owned TV is urging citizens to find out where their nearest bomb shelter is. That's out of Russia. There's also a report that there's a stadium in St. Petersburg that has received an official letter from the Ministry of Emergency Situations demanding that they create a safe underground facility that would be used to protect citizens in case of a nuclear fallout. This stuff's happening. It's happening. You can't ignore it. And is this what the administration wants to put off an election? I don't know. This stuff is getting scary. It's getting scarier and scarier by the minute. And the fact that some people are not paying attention and the fact that some mainstream media outlets refuse to report any of this stuff is even scarier. Crazy stuff, guys. Crazy stuff. We'll have to keep our eye on this one. Well, there's stuff going on with Yemen and Iran and now Russia. It's not good. I mean, it's not funny, but it's not good. Really not good. You know, I wanted to talk about this this scenario where it's very possible that either someone you haven't heard of yet could be elected president, or a tie could happen, or perhaps Vermont or Maine or Nebraska or Utah could be the states we're really looking at come election day. And it might not be the typical Ohio, Florida, Pennsylvania, you know, it might not be those states. It might be these other states where some stuff is going on that we need to be aware of. But we don't have nearly enough time to talk about it right now. So we're going to push that off till tomorrow because it's not going away. Today we have 21 days until the election, and tomorrow we'll have 20. So it'll still be relevant. I mean, I guess assuming we have an election, we just spent 8 minutes talking about we might not even have one because of a war with Russia. So who knows? But yeah, this is interesting, and I do want to get to it. And some of you may know what I'm talking about, and it may have to do with a guy in Utah. I mean, there's a lot of connective tissue here. And it's something that very possibly the GOP would love to see. Love to see those who don't support Donald Trump anyway. But all right, let's do that tomorrow. Right now, let's talk about what happened over the weekend while you guys were not watching football, while you were out picking pumpkins and getting corn stalks and everything. We signed an agreement that would essentially abolish air conditioning. Essentially. And I can say that as somebody who has been an air conditioning professional, that there's no way we could cool a home if this actually goes through. All right? The what we did was we signed this deal with other countries in Rwanda, 200 other countries, to combat global warming. And that would be getting rid of what they call hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs. And that's like R12, which is in refrigeration equipment, which you really can't find anymore. R22, which is the original Freon, which is hard to find. 410A, which is Puron, which was the replacement for R22. And MO99, which doesn't even work. Doesn't even work. But they want to get rid of this stuff. In fact, the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator, Gina McCarthy, you know, the one who flies all around the country in her private jet every week, she says, in a nutshell, these HFCs cool our homes and chill our food, but they're turning up the temperature on our planet. So that's it. No more cool homes. No more cool food. The food can go bad. We'll all have problems. We'll get sick. They don't care because we might save a tree somewhere. All right, guys. Hope you had a good one today. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Keep up the hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, safe rest of your day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.